This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good evening and welcome to Kenna McMillan High School. Tonight, WJPA Sports brings you the WPIAL AAA Individual Wrestling Championships. Hi, I'm Mark Uriah along with Greg Warnock, and our WJPA Sports Network producer in our downtown Washington studios is Jacob Knisner. Our wrestling coverage this weekend is brought to you by Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contractor since 2007. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Sarah's Candy, supporting Western Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Washington County College, where Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Monarch Student Transportation. Monarch is now hiring. Log on, monarchtrans.com for details. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. The Observer Reporter. Follow the regionals and state wrestling in print and online at observer-reporter.com. And the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington, Main Street, Hickory, and online, dayinsurance.com. We got just a couple of scratches to give you and a look at the schedule for tonight and tomorrow. We'll do all that as we get ready for AAA Wrestling on WJPA when we come back in just a minute.
Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Back at Kenna McMillan, before we get started and give you the scratches, Greg, just a note. Obviously, this is the tournament that for AAA wrestlers qualifies you for the state tournament if you can finish in the top four. And girls wrestling action tomorrow with the PIAA Western Regional, also here at Kenna McMillan. So a lot to come your way here in the next, 24 hours or so.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And really the girls getting implemented in this year is the first time, not only this weekend, but also in Hershey. They had their WPIAL championships 2 weeks back. But it's going to be really exciting. A lot of great wrestling coming in the next 2 days here at Cannon McMillan, and obviously wrapping things up next week. But should we see a lot of great wrestling here today, especially in those quarterfinal rounds. Those sometimes tend to be the best wrestling.
And we have, I think, just three scratches, so let's run those down for you. First of all, at 121 pounds, Owen Campbell of Plum is a scratch. So what happens there, that was in the round of 16. And excuse me, I don't know about you.
I'm getting the same thing, yes.
Yeah, my headset's kind of cutting in and out of there. I think it's the microphone. Hopefully we got that taken care of. But Owen Campbell, who was in the round of 16, was supposed to face Landon Lynn of Connellsville. Well, Campbell of Plum is a scratch. So, again, with 18 wrestlers in the bracket, there are two pigtail matches. So the pigtail at the bottom of the bracket that had Colton Fisher of Bethel Park. And, well, we actually had two scratches there. The other scratch is in the pigtail at 121 pounds in the bottom. Braylon Ronell of Shaler is a scratch. So the second pigtail at 121. Colton Fisher of Bethel Park moves out, and he'll face the second seed, Tyler Capusta of Franklin Regional, in the round of 16. And Isaac Myers, who was in the top of the bracket pigtail, has been put in the spot for Owen Campbell of Plum, which means Nico Bove of Ringgold does not wrestle in that first pigtail. He moves out against top seed Luke Willischel of Latrobe. We also had a scratch at 127 pounds. Aiden Haynes of Fox Chapel is a scratch, and that is about number 57. So from the bottom pigtail, Seth Miller of Bethel Park, who was supposed to wrestle in that bottom pigtail, moves into that spot that was occupied by Haynes. He will face Chase Smith of Franklin Regional, which is the next to the last bout in the round of 16. And Jacob Halstead, who was in that pigtail bout in the bottom of the bracket, he's from Hempfield. He moves out to face number 2 seed Jake Braun of Latrobe in the round of 16. The only other scratch we had was at 152 pounds. Daniel Huffman of Waynesburg was a scratch. That is bout number 88. Tanner Schall of Ringgold, who was in the bottom pigtail at 152 pounds, he moves into Huffman's spot in bout 88 against Kaufman of Fox Chapel. And Brody Pert of Seneca Valley moves out to face the number 2 seed Nick Jones in the round of 16. We'll get started with wrestling when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning 3 generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Just about ready to go. Again, other than where we have scratches, there are 2 pigtail bouts in each weight class. We will wrestle those bouts first, then go back, wrestle the round of 16, and also a round of quarterfinals and first round consolations all tonight.
Worth mentioning as well, losers in this round do not get a second chance. This is a single elimination in the pigtail round. You got to be in the round of 16 to go double elimination. So this is a big round here for these guys because their season is on the line.
And on mat 1, 107 pounds, Brody Bronson of Greater Latrobe against Riley Smith of Seneca Valley. As an early takedown there for Bronson of Latrobe, mat 2, Aiden Rucchese of Pine Richland is trying to get around behind in the first 20 seconds against Mike Shobe of Baldwin, and there's the takedown for Rucchese of Pine Richland.
Mat number 3 in the early lead for Nathan Chalilo of Hempfield, and he's going to get back points here on Braden Stull of Armstrong. Also on mat number 5, we got James Bidoli of Seneca Valley against Caden Wills of West Mifflin. That's at 145 with a takedown for Wills.
Again, still waiting on a Baldwin coach to mat 4.
Got a near fall situation with Rucchese of Pine Richland putting Shoba Baldwin on his back.
Caracciolo of Hempfield with a fall. Time of that fall, 105 at 114 pounds. 105 the time for Caracciolo of Hempfield.
Just so you know, partner, I just lost my internet again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not what we need.
Baldwin, you have a wrestler up on mat four.
Well, mat number two, Aiden. It's Alden Rocassi of Pine Richland, up 5-0 on Mike Shobe of Baldwin. And there is the fall for Rocassi at 140. The time.
Mat one, Bronson of Latrobe still riding and leading Smith of Seneca Valley 2-0. Also, again, five mats in the main gym, two more in the auxiliary gym. And action will be fast and furious tonight. We will do our best to keep up with it. With no internet, that's going to make it a little bit harder.
Especially to look up those results. We cannot see mat six and seven. So I'll try my best to keep us updated, Mark, as far as that goes, since you're having some troubles. Caden Wills of West Mifflin up 2-0 right now on James Bedoli of Seneca Valley. Caden Salvatore of North Hills, Elijah Thomas of Moon, 139, scoreless and underway. As of 139, Lucas Braun of Latrobe and Aiden Stout of Bethel Park.
Yeah, minute 36 to go in the second for Bronson of Latrobe. Smith of Seneca Valley, 107 pounds, still 2-0 for Bronson of Latrobe. But again, in the second period on their feet. And heading to the boundary. And now those two are out of bounds. Still scoreless on mat two. Braun of Latrobe, Stout of Bethel Park. They've wrestled almost a minute in their first period.
Now that wrestling has started. All schools.
End of two, a 4-0 lead. Or excuse me, end of the first, a 4-0 lead for Wills of West Mifflin.
You see that there is still a scale or two.
Takedown for Stout of Bethel Park. He leads Braun of Latrobe 2-0.
But you might want to get your scale packed up for the evening.
Still 2-0 for Bronson of Latrobe on mat one. Down to 45 seconds to go. Still neutral in that second period with Riley Smith of Seneca Valley. And a stalemate called there.
And a takedown for Wills of West Mifflin. He's up 6-0. Takedown for Salvatore of North Hills. He leads Thomas of Moon 2-0 as the first period about to expire. Looking for a wing is Stout of Bethel Park, trying to turn Braun of Latrobe to his back. 5 seconds left in the period, and Braun will be able to fight this off. It'll be 2-0 at the end of one for Stout.
Bronson of Latrobe got a second takedown after the stalemate. Late second period, he is now on top and leading 4-0.
Still a 6-0 lead for Wills of West Mifflin. Bedoli of Seneca Valley. 2-0 at the end of one for Salvatore of North Hills. Stout of Bethel Park is on the bottom in this second period, leading 2-0, trying to peel the hands, get his foot free, drop it on the ankle. Is Braun able to get back up the body, but Stout trying to get to his feet, and he will get free for one. It's now 3-0.
Early in the third period now, Bronson of Latrobe, Smith of Seneca Valley, still 4-0 for Bronson. Smith is riding, or he's on top, but Bronson has turned in and he's sprawling back, close to getting one or perhaps more.
Takedown for Stout of Bethel Park, and he's now got a wing in, going to try to take Braun to his back. He will get back points this time with the wing. Stout trying to get the fall here at 139 pounds. Braun able to get off his back.
Bronson of Latrobe has gotten to his feet, but Smith wrapped around the waist will spin him back to the mat. Bronson on the bottom, but leading 4-0 with 107 to go in the third.
Three near fall points for Stout. His lead now 8-0. 6-0 at the end of two for Wills of West Mifflin on Bedolia Seneca Valley. 2-1 lead for Salvatore as Thomas Amoon was able to break free for one. And now in on a shot is Thomas, but Salvatore able to get his leg free.
.43 seconds to go for Bronson of Latrobe, Smith of Seneca Valley. Back to referee's position. Bronson still on the bottom, still leading 4-0, and close to picking up a reversal now as he just gets the hips up and over, and hanging onto a leg is Smith of Seneca Valley. There is the reversal for Bronson, so he's up 6-0, 28 seconds to go.
.10 lead now for Wills of West Mifflin. He'll get stopped for a potentially dangerous with a wing. 1:21 to go in the third. 2-1 lead for Salvatore North Hills. He's on the bottom to begin the third period.
About to get a final at 107 pounds from Matt 1. It's going to be 6-0 for Brody Bronson of Latrobe. He'll defeat Riley Smith of Seneca Valley. So Bronson of Latrobe will move out to the round of 16. Just 10 seconds to go on mat 2. 10-1 now.
A minute and 10 seconds left, actually, in the third. No problem. I think we had a result in the pigtails and the consolation. In the auxiliary gym, it was 127. Paul Seminario of North Hills, 6-3 winner over Ventura of Penn Trafford.
Just back to that bout on mat 2. That's Braun of Latrobe, Stout of Bethel Park. They are on their feet. And that is Stout of Bethel Park working a front headlock and leading 10-1, down to just 25 seconds to go there now.
Final seconds coming off at 1:45. It's going to be a win for Caden Wills of West Mifflin. A major decision win, in fact. 12-0. Wills, a 12-0 winner.
Matt 1.
Match does go final. Sorry, Mark. 10-1 for Aiden Stout at 139. Stout, a 10-1 winner.
Sports medicine provider and title sponsor of the WPIL. To learn more,
got a close one, 3-3, and we're headed to overtime at 139 between Thomas of Moon and Salvatore of North Hills.
Matt 1, 133 pounds. Takedown and 3 near fall points for Austin Laydacker of Latrobe. He leads Eric Lern of Armstrong. 5-0 cradle again for Laydacker. So he's going to add to that 5-0 lead. Up now on mat 2. Jump up a couple of weight classes to 172. It's Braden Collins of Kenna McMillan and Donovan DeLuco of Gateway. And Collins with the opening takedown. 17 seconds in. And I think we got the fall there, and I did not get the time.
140 was the time. That was Laydacker from Latrobe, I believe.
It was.
Also at 133 in the auxiliary gym, Dominic Woods of Hempfield, a 9-7 winner over Luke Rush of Waynesburg. That's Woods of Hempfield, 9-7 at 133. Overtime match, tied at 3. In on a shot is Thomas of Moon, and he will get the takedown. A 5-3 winner at 47 seconds of overtime at 139. That's Thomas 5-3 at 47 seconds of overtime.
Moon coach to mat 1, Moon Tigers.
4-1 lead now on mat 2. And that's Collins of Cannon McMillan, although he has just been reversed now to make it 4-3, 37 seconds to go. And I think they put the points up on the wrong side of the board there. I think it's 4-3. Board shows 6-3 as they go to the edge of the mat. And now an escape. Board shows 7-3. I don't know. I saw 4-1 before the reversal, which then would have made it 4-3 and the escape 5-3. But the board currently showing 7-3.
We had a result as well at 114. It was Jason Alex, a Baldwin, a 16-2 winner. Alex, a Baldwin, 16-2.
Now the board now showing 9-3 at the end of the first period for Collins of Kenna McMillan. We'll go with that until they say otherwise. Going to the second period, Collins is going to be on top. Tries to switch. At least DeLuco does, and he's up and out for an escape to make it 9-4.
Got a 4-1 lead for Nick Puskar of Norwin, leading Cameron Simon of West Allegheny. That's 35 seconds to go in the opening period. Also have Ty Bradshaw of Armstrong leading Hunter Goals of Bethel Park 2-0. I got a minute to go in the second.
Reversal for Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan to go up 11-6. Minute 15 to go, second period. Matt 1. Michael Olszewski of Moon. Cooper Corson of Mars. End of one period there. I believe that is Olszewski of Moon with a 7-0 lead.
Had a fall at 145 for Schaefer of Norwin. 1 minute and 28 seconds on Hernandez of North Allegheny. That's Schaefer by fall at 128. Looks like we're going to get the fall for Collins of Cannon McMillan. Time of that fall is going to be 3:05 over DeLuco of Gateway. Collins by fall at 3:05.
Next bowed up on mat 2 getting ready to go. As we are
back into the round of 16. Puskar of Norwin leading 4-1 on Simon of West Allegheny.
Yeah, that's Thomas of Moon and Brady Rohaley of North Hills at 107. Well, knock on wood, we're up and running here. Let's hope it stays that way. It is Olszewski of Moon with a 9-0 lead on Corson of Mars now. Minute 10 to go, second period. Matt 2, round of 16. Thomas and Rohaley still scoreless, 22 seconds in.
152 result. We get a fall at 3:46 for Zach Rigotti of Moon over Ethan Cartwright of Franklin Regional. That's Rigotti of Moon by fall at 3:46.
Rohaley of North Hills, Moon, I should say Thomas of Moon, tied up, scoreless. Looks like Thomas of Moon in on a leg trying to get to a double.
Bradshaw of Armstrong leading Goals of Bethel Park, 5-0, 45 seconds to go in the third, riding with that lead. 4-1 lead for Puskar of Norwin on Simon of West Allegheny, 15 seconds ago in the second.
Or with the NFHS Network app for Apple and Android.
And Olszewski of Moon has Corson of Mars on his back, and the fall comes there. Nope, the period ended. It's 13-1 at the end of two for Olszewski of Moon. That's a pigtail at 160.
189 pounds, about to go final. It's going to be Bradshaw of Armstrong, your winner, over goals of Bethel Park, 5-0. Bradshaw, 5-0. Six-one lead now for Puskar of Norwin on Simon of West Allegheny.
Thomas of Moon did end up getting that takedown, so he leads Rohaley of North Hills 2-0 nearing the end of the first period there, just 9 seconds to go. Still 13-1 on mat one for Olszewski of Moon over Corson of Mars. That's Pigtail at 160. 13-1 there in the third with a minute 10 to go and neutral.
Again, as you can see, our last Pigtail matchup is up on mat five.
Roman Royal of Seneca Valley. Lucia Doherty of Franklin Regional underway.
Some of those Pigtail winners. Matches will be held due to the time constraints, but those matches will come up at the bout board as your time comes up. Be ready to wrestle if you were a Pigtail winner.
Still 2-0 for Thomas of Moon.
Thank you.
He's on the bottom leg in for Rohaley of North Hills. Minute and a half to go, second period there. Now 15-3, Olszewski of Moon leading Corson of Mars. Just 18 seconds to go there, so about to get a final in that Pigtail at 160 pounds. Just 5 seconds remaining. Michael Olszewski of Moon will defeat Cooper Corson of Mars in a 160 Pigtail final score there for Olszewski, 15-3.
And about to get a final at 172 as well. And it's going to be 8-1 for Puskar of Norwin over Simon of West Allegheny.
Again, wrestlers who lose in this Pigtail round are eliminated. It is double elimination from the round of 16 on. Mickey Horn of Trinity, Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford at 107 in the round of 16, getting ready to go on mat one. Thomas of Moon trying to come out the back door and get a reversal in their bout at 107. And there it is. So Thomas will go up 4-0 with 23 seconds to go in the second period. Horn trying to avoid an ankle pick early on, but Barrett of Penn Trafford gets that and takes the early lead, less than 10 seconds in. Horn, a lot of movement from the bottom, standing and sitting and turning, but so far, Barrett stays with everything. He went to a tilt there, but didn't get a two count.
160 results, Santos Sermonaro of North Hills, a winner by fall at 541 over Dylan Clayton of Penn Trafford.
The 2024 basketball championship. Listen to the voice of Pittsburgh at 100.1 FM.
And we get a couple of near, actually three near fall points there for Barrett of Penn Trafford. So he leads Horn of Trinity 5-0. In the third now on mat two, Thomas of Moon leading Rohaley of North Hills 4-0. They start the third neutral. But Rohaley is going to get a takedown there to make it 4-2. Like we got a Pigtail at 285 on mat three. Gibson of Bethel Park, Holmes of Ringgold. Scoreless, a little over a minute in.
Taking on Michael Gibson of Bethel Park is Jay Holmes of Ringgold. 4-1 lead for Royal of Seneca Valley and Doherty of Franklin Regional on the other 285 Pigtail match.
It's like a bar and a one-on-one for Barrett of Penn Trafford. He leads Horn of Trinity 5-0. He's got back points coming. There they are, three of them, so 8-0 with 17 seconds to go in the first period.
Still scoreless between Holmes and Gibson. 15 seconds to go in the first, wrestling on their feet.
Thomas reversed Rohaley on mat two, so Thomas of Moon leads 6-2 as those two roll out of bounds. 39 seconds to go. Third period, another three-point near fall for Barrett of Penn Trafford. He leads Horn of Trinity 11-0 now at the end of the first period. Horn defers Barrett wants to start the second on the bottom.
Start of the second period. Holmes and Gibson will wrestle neutral. Scoreless match. 4-1 at the end of two for Royal of Seneca Valley and Dougherty of Franklin Regional.
Barrett up to his feet. He's free for one, and he goes right in on the legs of Horn and takes him down. So 14-0 for Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford, looking for a technical fall and getting close to a final on mat two as well. Just 15 seconds to go there. Barrett's going to get his technical fall against Horn. He might get the pin. Still a minute and a half to go there, but it's 14-0, and the back points will come to Barrett if he doesn't get the pin. And he will get the tech. Barrett trying to pick up the right arm. He's stepped in and tied up a leg. Can't tell if he's got a half there. He might.
Northwest Designs has several pieces.
Going to get a final. Thomas of Moon, a 6-2 winner over Rohaley of North Hills. That's round of 16 at 107. Thomas 6-2 and Tech fall 17-0. And they took the time off the clock here, but I want to say that I think there were 55 seconds to go. So that would make it 3:05 if that is correct. We'll try to double check it when we get a chance. But Barrett of Penn Trafford, winner by technical fall over Horn of Trinity in the round of 16.
Consolation at 189. Jason Wright of Penn Hills, a 7-2 winner over Bexod Sharifov of Moon. Got a takedown for Gibson of Bethel Park. He leads Holmes of Ringgold 2-0. 20 seconds to go, second period. Royal of Seneca Valley, final 10 seconds. He leads Dougherty of Franklin Regional 7-1. Both those matches are 285. Holmes being taken to his back by Gibson. There's the final 7-2 Royal over Dougherty. 7-2 for Royal. And Gibson able to not able to get the fall or any back points on Holmes for that matter. So he'll lead 2-0 over Holmes as they start the third. Gibson on the bottom.
Round of 16, Matt 2-2-1. Jonathan Emma of Mount Lebanon leading Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional. Actually 2-1 now. They're neutral, not yet halfway through the first period, so on their feet there. Round of 16, 114 pounds on mat one. Giovanni Schipani of North Hills, Evan Tolliver of Ringgold, and they are 4-4, and they've wrestled 1 minute and 5 seconds.
215-pound result, Jacob Pawlowski of Gateway, a winner by fall in 17 seconds over Adam Watson of Trinity. Pawlowski by fall in 17 seconds. Also a result at 215 pounds. It is a 10-2 win for Romier Washington of Moon over Daniel Konetsky of North Hill. That's Washington 10-2.
So that leaves just the one pigtail bout on mat three.
No, that is Jay Holmes of Ringgold trailing Michael Gibson of Bethel Park now 5-0.
Routine maintenance or even collision and body work performed.
Still 4-4, mat one. Sheppes of North Hills, Tolliver of Ringgold is riding there. 20 seconds to go in the first period. And 4-2 on mat two, nearing the end of the first at 107 between Emma of Mount Lebanon and Colangelo of Franklin Regional. There is the end of the first.
Still scoreless in the opening period are 107 pounds. Sixth round of 16, Anthony Jones of Shaler, Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson. Holmes of Ringgold put to his back. Gibson of Bethel Park looking for the fall. Just a few seconds remaining in the period. Gibson won't get the fall, but three near fall points, and he will win 11-0. Well, they haven't put the near falls on yet, but Gibson your winner.
And we'll have more AAA WPIAL wrestling when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Catch the excitement of the WPIAL Southwest Regional Wrestling Action on the pages of the Observer Reporter. Stay up to date on all the local matches with the Observer Reporter sports writers. Follow live updates on social media and track the winners to Hershey for the state championships too. Call 724-222-2201 to start your all-access subscription. 724-222-2201. The Observer Reporter, your life delivered daily.
Back here at Kenna McMillan, AAA WPL Individual Wrestling Championships. And let's just run down the mats here for you. Everything round of 16 now, 114 pounds. Mat 1, second period, 34 seconds to go. Giovanni Schipani of North Hills, Evan Tolliver of Ringgold tied at 6 with Tolliver on top. Mat 2, round of 16, 107. Emma of Mount Lebanon has just been hit with a caution. 23 seconds to go in the second period there. Emma on top and leading Colangelo of Franklin Regional 6-3.
114, Caden Harbert of West Allegheny leading Mike Ruane of Franklin Regional 2-0. They got about a minute to go in the first period. Over to Matt 5, still scoreless. 45 seconds to go in the second. Anthony Jones of Shaler, Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson.
Bouts on mats 1 and 2, both coming to the end of their second periods.
One quick correction on 285. It was an 8-0 win for Gibson. So they must have gave the back points before the period even ended, knowing the match was going to end. So I just wanted to correct that 8-0 win. Had a win for at 107, Cade Stern of West Allegheny over number 5 seed, Evan Schomburg of North Allegheny. It was 6-4, Stern 6-4.
Matt 1, 6-6, Tolliver of Ringgold on the bottom to start the third period against Schipani of North Hills. Matt 2, early in the third, 6-3 and neutral, Emma of Mount Lebanon leading Colangelo of Franklin Regional.
2-0 lead at the end of one for Harbert of West Allegheny on Ruane of Franklin Regional. Jones of Shaler on the bottom to begin the third period scoreless with a rehack of Thomas Jefferson.
For those pigtail winners, please pay attention to the bout boards. Some of your times are approaching, and the system will throw you in when your bout is coming up. We might not be quite in weight.
Matt 1, Tolliver of Ringgold trying to come out the back door and get a reversal. He does. He now leads Schipani of North Hills 8-6, a minute 10 to go in the third. Still 6-3, Emma of Mount Lebanon leading Colangelo of Franklin Regional. Still neutral there, a minute 12 to go in the third.
Had a reversal for Harbert of West Allegheny. He's now up 4-0. Escape for Jones of Shaler. Wrestling neutral. A minute to go in the third. He leads 1-0.
Five seconds to go for Evan Tolliver of Ringgold. Still riding, still leading 8-6. Has Schipani of North Hills right now on his hands and knees. Schipani not really able to. He's going to try a roll here, but Tolliver stays with that. 15 seconds to go. Tolliver now pulling the left arm across the body underneath. 8 seconds left. That's at 114 pounds. Evan Tolliver of Ringgold going to defeat Giovanni Schipani of North Hills. There is the final, 8-6 for Tolliver of Ringgold. And time winding down on mat 2 as well. Stalling call on top against Emma of Mount Lebanon. He got a takedown to go up 8-3, and now out of bounds with just 7 seconds left. Colangelo had gotten to his feet. Emma did not return him to the mat, so that's where the stalling call came from. That's at 107. Emma of Mount Lebanon going to win that bout. There is the final, 8-3 for Emma of Mount Lebanon.
End of two, Harbert of West Allegheny leading 7-0 on Ruane of Franklin Regional. Just 9 seconds remaining. We had a takedown for Jones of Shaler, rehack of Thomas Jefferson with the escape. And final seconds coming off at 107 pounds. Jones of Shaler is going to be your winner, 3-1.
Dom Canale of Trinity just underway against Nathan Klingensmith of Norwin at 121 on mat one. Klingensmith trying to prevent Colangelo from spinning behind. He's got Colangelo's left elbow, but Colangelo does get behind, get the takedown. Quick fall for Luke Willishaw of Latrobe in just 17 seconds at 121 pounds. So Willishaw over Bove of Ringgold by fall in 17 seconds.
Minute and a half to go in the third. Harbert of West Allegheny leading 7-0. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan. Michael Worson of Fox Chapel getting underway at 121.
Canale did get the takedown. He leads Klingensmith 2-0. 50 seconds remaining. Matt 2 at 121. Getting ready to go. Colton Fisher of Bethel Park. Tyler Capusta of Franklin Regional.
Jake Wright of Trinity trailing Landon Funk of Fox Chapel 4-2. Second period just about to come to a close there. Wright on the bottom. No changes. Hartman in on a shot trying to step over Worson's legs. Worson trying to hold on, and now we'll get it potentially dangerous.
Tyler Capusta with a takedown and a cradle nearing the end of the first for Canale of Trinity, still leading 2-0. Capusta at 121 looking for a fall with that cradle against Fisher of Bethel Park. A lot of time left in the first period there. There's the end of the first for Canale. He's up 2-0. Capusta gets his fall in 45 seconds. He's the number 2 seed at 121, Tyler Capusta of Franklin Regional, falling 45 seconds over Colton Fisher of Bethel Park.
Also had Nico Capusta of Hempfield at 107 pounds, win by major decision, 18-7, over Nick Savannah of Butler. That's Capusta of Hempfield, 18-7. 4-2 lead for Funk of Fox Chapel, wrestling neutral with Wright of Trinity. There's a final at 114, Harbert of West Allegheny, a 9-0 winner over Ruane of Albert-Gallatin, or excuse me, of Franklin Regional. Harbert 9-0.
Dom Canale of Trinity starting his second period on the bottom, 30 seconds in. Canale has turned in on Klingensmith, and Canale about to come out and he got a hold of a leg. He doesn't have the reversal yet. Klingensmith just hanging onto Canale's ankle. Canale shaking up there. So that ankle may have gotten twisted. Potentially dangerous call. Stops action.
Had a takedown for Hartman of Cannon McMillan to lead 2-0 at the end of one on Worson of Fox Chapel. Takedown for Landon Funk of Fox Chapel as well on Trinity's Jake Wright. So he's up 6-2 now.
Canale okay and resumes action here. Quick sit and turn. Tries to grab a leg. Going around the head is Klingensmith to at least stop Canale for now from getting one or perhaps two. Canale drops and ends up picking up a leg. Tried to kick the opposite leg out and does that. A reversal for Canale. He's up 4-0. Seth Miller of Bethel Park, Chase Smith of Franklin Regional at 127. Scoreless 38 seconds in on mat two. Again, this is all round of 16.
At a reversal for Hartman of Cannon McMillan. He's up 4-0. Just 2 seconds remaining for Jake Wright of Trinity. He gave up a penalty point. Escape given. 7-3 should be the final. There it is. 7-3 for Landon Funk of Fox Chapel over Jake Wright at 114.
One more time, we have several
those pigtail winners going into
Canale still riding nearing the end of the second period. He's up 4-0, 14 seconds to go.
Connor Smith of Seneca Valley is going to get a fall at 121. Time of that fall, 138 over Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon, 138 to time for Smith.
There's the end of the second for Canale of Trinity. Leads Klingon Smith of Norwin 4-0. You know, just something that was a new rule this year, or a couple of new rules, that, and one of them is the what we always called the 45-minute rule is now the 30-minute rule in terms of minimum time that must you must have in between matches.
And that's from when you step off the mat to the second you step back on the mat. So that includes your warm-up time and everything else, too.
And also, you can wrestle six matches in a day now instead of five. Limit used to be five.
Hartman of Canada McMillan riding and leading 4-0, 20 seconds to go in the second period. Santino Sloboda of Butler underway against Caracciolo of Hempfield.
Canale of Trinity neutral with Klingon Smith of Norwin to start the third. Klingon Smith in on Canale's right leg. Canale wraps around the waist, reaches up over top to grab an ankle. Klingon Smith locked on that right leg as Canale tries to spin behind. Scoreless after one. Miller of Bethel Parks, Smith of Franklin Regional at 127 pounds. And Miller of Bethel Park will be on the bottom for the second period. Canale still neutral. Well, no, he's not. He got the takedown there, so he's up 6-0. And a stalemate called with 45 seconds to go.
Hartman of Canon McMillan starts the third period on the bottom. Leg attempt in for Worsen, but Hartman able to shake that off and get an escape. So his lead now 5-0. Sloboda of Butler up 5-0. Gus Stedifer of North Allegheny leading Luke DeSantis of Penn Trafford 2-1, 30 seconds to go, opening period.
Under 30 seconds to go for Canale of Trinity, still riding, still leading 6-0. Final 10 seconds for Canale against Klingon Smith of Norwin. Canale looking for his 37th win of the year, and he's going to get it 6-0 over Nathan Klingon Smith of Norwin. The win for Canale. Miller of Bethel Park with a reversal. He leads Smith of Franklin Regional 2-0, just under a minute to go in their second period. Next up on mat one at 127, A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny, Chase Sparks of Connellsville.
Hartman of Canada McMillan with a takedown. 30 seconds left, third period. He's up 7-0. Sloboda of Butler now up 10-0. 30 seconds into the second period. Hartman riding legs in, trying to run a power half. With only 10 seconds left in the third period. Looks like we'll see a rematch between Canale and Hartman in the quarterfinals here tonight from last week. And it's going to be a 7-0 win. Hartman, 7-0.
Still scoreless between Snatchko of West Allegheny, Sparks of Connellsville. They've only wrestled 33 seconds. Mat 2, end of 2. Seth Miller of Bethel Park and Chase Smith of Franklin Regional. Miller leads 2-0. Smith to start the third on the bottom.
Visit www.upnchealthplan.com for more information.
Sloboda of Butler getting close to a technical fall.
On behalf of our team of employees,
getting underway, Jonah Cable of Shaler, Owen Kladowski of Baldwin. Stettiford of North Allegheny leading DeSantis up Penn Trafford 4-1.
Matt one. Still scoreless late in the first. Sparks of Connellsville in on a leg against Snatchko of West Allegheny, but Snatchko close to getting around behind and getting the takedown with 18 seconds to go. Sparks now locks on that leg, though. And Miller of Bethel Park turns Smith of Franklin Regional over to his back on Matt two, and he's going to get the fall with what looked like a half. Seth Miller of Bethel Park with a fall in 5 minutes and 11 seconds at 127 pounds. It's 5:11 time of the fall for Seth Miller of Bethel Park.
Going to get a technical fall for Sloboda, 15-0. Just want to double check the time. I believe it was 4:32 was the time of the tag. That's 114 pounds, top seed. Santino Sloboda of Butler, yes, it was 4:32 the time, 15-0 to score. Over Caracciolo of Hempfield. Another result, 16-1 technical fall at 114 pounds for Montoya of Mount Lebanon on LaQuatra of North Allegheny at 16-1 at 4 minutes for Montoya.
Snatchko of West Allegheny riding in the second period now with a 2-0 lead against Sparks of Connellsville. Paul Sermonero of North Hills just underway against Kenna McMillan's Andrew Binney at 127 pounds. And Binney with a quick takedown, 40 seconds in, and he will give an escape.
Also had a couple other results at 114. It was Leo Joseph of Latrobe, 16-3 over Floyd Huff of Waynesburg. And we also had Zach Franks of Connellsville, winner by fall at 5:18 over Brock Dennison of South Fayette.
I thought I checked that. Was that, I thought I had technical fall written down on that.
Yes,
one?
Technical fall, 18-3 at 5:18. What did I say?
Fall.
Fall, my apologies. 18-3 at 5:18.
Andrew Binney, as he often does, dominating on his feet here, getting takedowns. He's up 10-3. Stalling call here against Sermonero, and Benny drives right into him to get him back down to the mat. Benny pops his head out. Now gives an escape to make it 10-4, and goes right in and gets another takedown before they go out of bounds. 12-4. Benny, 30 seconds to go in the first. Snatchko of West Allegheny picked up three near falls. He has Sparks of Connellsville on his back. 3 seconds to go in the second period, though. Snatchko going to get near fall points at the buzzer. Three of them, so he is up 8-0 after two. Benny with another takedown up 14-5. Still got some guys that have opponents who haven't gotten to their 30 minutes of rest yet, so none of the brackets are completed yet in the round of 16 for that reason.
Had a fall at 121 for Myers Pierce Township over Lynn of Connellsville. Time of that fall, 5 minutes and 40 seconds. Also, Gus Stettiford of North Allegheny is going to pick up the win on DeSantis of Penn Trafford, 6-1. Stettiford, 6-1.
Benny now up 18-6, steps to the side, puts in a half early in the second period, and he's going to get the fall. Andrew Benny of Kenna McMillan with a fall in 2 minutes and 10 seconds. At 127 pounds, that's 2:10 time of the fall for top seed Andrew Binney.
Also going to get a fall for Kladowski of Baldwin. Time of that fall is going to be 2:57 over Cable of Shaler. That's Kladowski by fall at 2:57. That's at 127.
A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny now with an 11-0 lead with just under a minute to go against Chase Sparks of Connellsville. Now up on mat two, Braden Campbell of Ringgold, Andrew Price of Pittsburgh Central Catholic at 133 pounds.
And back down to 107, Nolan Rice of Connellsville leading Brody Bronson of Latrobe 8-0, 45 seconds to go opening period. Charlie Colantonio of Central Catholic leading Cale Yannick of Moon 2-1. Nick McGarity at 107, he's going to get the fall. Time of that fall is going to be 144 over Rocassi of Pine Richland. That's 144 the time for McGarity.
23 seconds to go on mat one. A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny at 127 pounds is going to defeat Chase Sparks of Connellsville. It's 11-0 right now with time running down.
And recruit potential members into the workforce after high school.
And it's going to be an 11-0 win for Snatchko of West Allegheny at 127. That's Snatchko 11-0.
Construction and heavy highway workers. If you're looking for a career, earning an average wage back.
Hey, we're going to get a technical fall for top seed Nolan Rice of Connellsville, 16-1 at 157. 16-1 at 157 for Rice. That was over Bronson of Latrobe.
Now underway on mat one, 127 pounds, Julian Lavender of Penn Hills, Casey Walker of North Allegheny.
Going to get a fall for Landon Sitton of Norwin at 114. Time of that fall is 38 seconds over Jason Alex of Baldwin. It's Sitton by fall in 38 seconds.
And there is a takedown on mat one for Lavender, or excuse me, for Walker of North Allegheny, and he's going to pin Lavender in 26 seconds. That's at 127 pounds, 26 seconds, time of the fall for Julian Lavender, or excuse me, Casey Walker of North Allegheny. And we're complete now, both at 107 and 114. Try to get those results for you first. At 107 in the pigtail, Bronson of Latrobe, 6-0 over Smith of Seneca Valley, and Rocasi of Pine Richland fall at 140 over Shoba Baldwin. Round of 16, Rice of Connellsville, 16-1 at 157 over Bronson of Latrobe, Thomas of Moon, 6-2 over Rohaley of North Hills, Stern of West Allegheny, 6-4 over Schaumburg of North Allegheny, Barrett of Penn Trafford, 17-0 technical fall at 305 over Horn of Trinity, Capusta of Hempfield, 18-7 over Savannah of Butler, Jones of Shaler, 3-1 over Rehack of Thomas Jefferson, Emma of Mount Lebanon, 8-3 over Colangelo of Franklin Regional, and McGarity of Peters Township fall at 144 over Rocasi of Pine Richland. And we have a break in the action, so we'll step aside. More AAA WPIAL Wrestling when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Back here at Kenny McMillan, AAA WPIAL Wrestling, round of 16. Matt won, 133 pounds. Kai Vialma of Connellsville, after one period, leads Youssef Abdulsalam. I'm trying to do this correctly. Abdulsalam of Fox Chapel, 5-0. Matt 2, also at 133 pounds. Braden Campbell of Ringgold, Andrew Price of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. They're going to the third period. Price of Central Catholic is leading 1-0. Campbell of Ringgold on the bottom to start the third.
121-pound result, Mark. It was Charlie Colantonio of Central Catholic, 2-1 over Kale Yannick of Moon, leading that action. Also, a couple other results really quick. 127, Rylan Campbell of Plum, 2-1. Over Johnny Baiano of South Fayette. That's at 127. Campbell, a 2-1 winner. And also at 127, Jake Braun of Latrobe, number 2 seed, a winner by fall in 26 seconds. Over Jacob Halstead of Hempfield. Now back to the action. Carson Yoka of Plum, 133, 9-0 lead over Sydney Hand of Penn Trafford. 139, Zach Hill of Seneca Valley leading A.J. McGarity of Pierce Township, 7-2. And also 133, Logan Connolly of Chartiers Valley leading Nico Sarnick of Franklin Regional, 3-1 in the third.
Kai Vialma with a cradle, but he's not going to get the fall. He's up 11-0, 50 seconds to go in the second. And Campbell of Ringgold in the third has reversed Price of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. Campbell leads 2-1. Price up on his feet. Campbell trying to drop down on the legs. Price sprawling back. Price close to getting one with just under a minute to go. And I think Vialma got a fall. We'll have to double check on that. But Vialma won his bout. And it was an escape for Price of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. So 40 seconds to go. He and Campbell of Ringgold, 2-2, neutral and out of bounds.
Three-one lead for Connolly of Chartiers Valley. A minute to go in the third period. Hill of Seneca Valley leading 7-2. A minute and a half to go in the third. Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson, a quick takedown on Aiden Stout of Bethel Park. Another takedown for Shaw. He goes up 4-1. Had a tech fall from Mason Kernan of Bethel Park, 24-9. And that was at 244 over Dominic Woods of Hempfield. That's Kernan of Bethel Park.
And that was a fall for Vialma as well. 3 minutes and 22 seconds at 133 pounds. We'll owe you a rundown of the scores at 114. We'll do that when we get an opportunity, but let's keep an eye on Blake Reiner of Trinity, a 4-2 lead in on a single against Elijah Thomas of Moon. Another takedown for Reiner. He's up 6-2, 107 to go in the first period.
Carson Yoka of Plum, a 9-0 winner over Sydney Hand of Penn Trafford. That's Yoka at 133, 9-0. And Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson is going to get a fall at 115. Shaw 115 to tie.
Reiner with a fall at 109 as he walked out front and picked up the head on Thomas. 109 for Blake Reiner of Trinity at 139 pounds.
Final seconds coming off in a match at 139 pounds. It's going to be a win for Zach Hill of Seneca Valley over A.J. McGarity of Peters Township, 9-4. Hill, a 9-4 winner.
I'll look up another result here as well. In one that got away from me at 133 pounds. It was Price. Of Central Catholic, a 4-2 win over Braden Campbell of Ringgold. So that was a late takedown for Price to win 4-2.
Also had a 5-1 win for Logan Connolly of Chartiers Valley over Sarnick of Franklin Regional. That's Connolly, a 5-1 winner. And a result in the auxiliary gym, a fall at 114 at 133 pounds for William Bentram of North Allegheny. Bentram fall 114.
Mat one right now, Jacobs, 145 pounds, Jacobs of Armstrong, Gibbons of Mount Lebanon, scoreless, a little over a minute in. Mat two, Ladacker of Latrobe, 133 pounds, and Islamov of Baldwin. Islamov with the takedown. He's up 6-2. They're in the first with now a minute and 20 seconds remaining.
127, the final result. We were missing there. Kai Sheftick of Waynesburg, 8-0. Sheftick, an 8-0 winner.
Gibbons of Mount Lebanon with a takedown on Jacobs. Has Jacobs on his back, 20 seconds to go in the first.
Islamov of Baldwin, a fall in 45 seconds at 133. Islamov by fall in 45 seconds.
And we do get the fall for Gibbons of Mount Lebanon at 153. That's at 145 pounds. Gibbons of Mount Lebanon by fall at 153. That's over Jacobs of Armstrong.
Butler coach to Matt 2. Butler coach, Matt 2.
Getting harder and harder to get those consolation brackets filled out the way we're going here, but let's... get you caught up with results at 114.
South Fayette, coach.
Caracciolo of Hempfield won a pigtail at 105 by fall at 105 over Stahl of Armstrong. And Alex of Baldwin, 16-2 over Kozier of Pine Richland. Round of 16. And I didn't write that one down, so bear with me for the win for Sloboda. It was a technical fall, 15-0 at 432. Tolliver of Ringgold, 8-6 over Chapani of North Hills. Montoya of Mount Lebanon, Tech fall over La Quatra of North Allegheny, 16-1 the score, 4 minutes the time. Harbert of West Allegheny, 9-0 over Ruane of Franklin Regional. Joseph of Latrobe, 16-3 over Huff of Waynesburg. Funk of Fox Chapel, 7-3 over Wright of Trinity. Franks of Connellsville, Tech fall over Denison of South Fayette, 18-3 the score, 5-18 the time. And Sidon of Norwin fall in 38 seconds over Alex of Baldwin. I say that right? Sidon or Sidon?
Sidon, yeah.
I knew we saw him earlier in the year, and it slipped my mind.
I asked Kyle Martin about it very early on at Powerade, and he said, I think I got it wrong about 500 times before I got it right. So, because you could probably announce it three or four different ways, but it is Sidon.
But only one is correct.
That's right. That's right. Result at 133, Case Chop, Butler, a winner by fall at 134. That's Chop, Butler by fall at 134 at 133. Looking for a fall on mat number three is Dominic Ferraro of Pine Richland against Luke Pulowski of Gateway, and he will get it. That is at 139. Time of that fall, 243. That is Ferraro by fall at 243.
Also have Ryder Joseph of Kenna McMillan wrestling against Gavin Rush of Butler. They're on their feet. 30 seconds left in the first period. Joseph going from a single to a double. He'll get another takedown and go up 6-2. Wrestling Gavin Rush of Butler. Matt 1, 145 pounds. Luke Ankeny of Franklin Regional. And Talon Mazenko of South Fayette. No score there late in the first period. 15 seconds to go.
6-1 lead
for Julian Ruggieri of Connellsville on Pierre Leventis of South Fayette. About a minute and a half to go in the third period. Colton Katuch of McKeesport, 4-2 lead over Max Formani of Armstrong, 10 seconds to go in the second. Caden Wills of West Mifflin, Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park underway.
Joseph of Cannon McMillan, 6-2 and neutral early in the second period now with Rush of Butler. Rush shoots, doesn't get in deep. Joseph forces him off the leg. So they continue to work on their feet. Fireman's attempt there for Joseph, and he's trying to finish that off, and he will. So he leads 8-2 with a minute 16 to go and right on the edge of the mat. That's in the second period, and they're out of bounds.
Takedown for Higgins of Bethel Park. 30 seconds to go first period. He's up 2-0. Ruggieri of Connellsville leading 8-2 on Leventis of South Fayette. 25 seconds to go third period. They are wrestling neutral. Shot in from Leventis. Ruggieri just sprawling back, trying to spin around behind. Just 10 seconds left. He'll get the takedown. And Julian Ruggieri at 139 pounds will defeat Leventis of South Fayette. 10-2. Ruggieri 10-2.
Talon Mazanko of South Fayette escapes in the second period, leads Ankeny of Franklin Regional 1-0. 30 seconds left, second period for Joseph of Kenna McMillan and Rush of Butler. Joseph still riding and leading there, 8-2. A roll attempt there for Rush, but Joseph able to stay with it. Try to get your results here at 121 pounds as well. Coming to the end of the second for Joseph and Rush. And Joseph will carry that 8-2 lead to the third at 121. Pigtail, Bove of Ringgold, a winner over Myers of Peters Township. And check that Myers was moved into, there was a scratch. Campbell of Plum was a scratch, so Myers was moved into that Pigtail spot. And Bove just moved out. Same with Fisher and the other Pigtail, his opponent. Ronald of Shaler was a scratch, so Fisher moved out as Joseph of Kenna McMillan starts his third period on the bottom. Round of 16 at 121. Willishaw of Latrobe fall in 17 seconds over Bove of Ringgold. Myers of Peters Township fall at 540 over Lynn of Connellsville. Hartman of Kenna McMillan 7-0 over Warson of Fox Chapel. Canale of Trinity 6-0 over Klingon Smith of Norwin. Smith of Seneca Valley fall at 138 over Sala of Mount Lebanon. Colantonio of Central Catholic 2-1 over Yannick of Moon. Stediford of North Allegheny 6-1 over DeSantis of Penn Trafford. And Capusta of Franklin Regional fall in 45 seconds over Fisher of Bethel Park.
Evan Petrovich of Connellsville up 10-4 on Tanner Schaefer of Norwin. Petrovich with a wing. Going to stack up, get the fall. Time of that fall, 1:26. That's at 145 pounds. Petrovich by fall at 126. Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park up 5-0. 35 seconds to go. Second period on Wills of West Mifflin.
Joseph of Cannon McMillan gave up three, but still has an 8-5 lead. Now he's turned in on Rush with 33 seconds to go. Still, Joseph still on the bottom and leading 8-5. Matt 1, Ankeny of Franklin Regional, has escaped in the third. So he and Mazenko of South Fayette, 1-1 and neutral. Mazenko trying to get a takedown on the edge of the mat, though. Whizzer for Ankeny going to prevent that. Minute and a half to go. They're back up on their feet. Joseph and Rush coming back to referee's position on mat 2. Rush breaks Joseph down. Go ahead, Greg.
Chris Sobroni of Peters Township. Liam Hine of Mars underway. 45 seconds ago. First, still scoreless.
Here's an arm bar and a tilt for Gavin Rush of Butler. And he's given up Joseph is giving up back points here, but I think only two, and time's going to run out. Good effort by Rush in a comeback there, but he's going to come up 1 point short. Ryder Joseph of Kenna McMillan, an 8-7 winner at 139 pounds. Joseph, 8-7. Still 1-1 in neutral on mat one. Mazenko of South Fayette, Ankeny of Franklin Regional.
Two-one lead for Hine of Mars as the first period is going to come to a close on Sobroni of Peters Township. 5-2 lead for Higgins of Bethel Park on Wills of West Mifflin. 1:15 to go in the third.
Eli Carr of Hempfield takedown on Zach Rigotti of Moon at 152 pounds. And Carr trying to get into a cradle here. And he's going to take Rigotti over to his back with a minute 32 to go in the first period. And there's the fall for Eli Carr in 30 seconds at 152 pounds. Carr in 30 seconds. Carr, the top seed at 152. And we're going to overtime on mat one. Ankeny of Franklin Regional. Mazenko of South Fayette at 145 pounds. Tied at one at the end of regulation.
John DeLuca.
Nick Jones of West Allegheny. Brody Pert of Seneca Valley at 152. Just underway on mat two.
To the head table.
The overtime underway on mat one. Sorry, Greg.
No, I was just not sure if you mentioned these ones or not, Mark, but 139, Josh Alexander of Fox Chapel. He was an 11-4 winner. River Gage Mamie of Norwin, 11-4. And also Katuch of McKeesport was your winner, 10-3 over Formaney of Armstrong. 10-3 the final.
22 seconds, 21 seconds to go in the overtime. First period of overtime still tied. Mazenko and Ankeny. Takedown for Pert of Seneca Valley. Escape for Jones of West Allegheny. They're on their feet, 32 seconds in.
Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park is going to be a 9-4 winner at 145. Higgins, 9-4. So you got an overtime result.
39 seconds. The takedown comes for Ankeny of Franklin Regional. That's at 145 pounds.
It's showing 2-1 on the board.
Yeah, that must have been a... I'm sorry, it was not a takedown. It had to have been a penalty point. You would think stalling point or something, but apologize for that.
Ian Buccelli of Bethel Park leading Travis Shear of Kiski 7-4.
Jones of West Allegheny has Pert of Seneca Valley on his back, and they are out of bounds. Two near fall for Jones. He's up 5-2, 38 seconds left in the first. Luke Dunlap of South Fayette, Jack White of Norwin at 152, just underway on mat one. Dunlap quickly in on a single, but so far not able to finish.
Chris Sobroni of Peters Township trails Liam Hine of Mars 4-2, 10 seconds left, second period. Trying to lock in a cradle is Sobroni, but final seconds coming off. It's 4-2, Hine at the end of two.
Dunlap of South Fayette does get the takedown on mat one. He leads 2-0. Nearing the end of the first on mat two, both those bounce at 152 pounds. Jones of West Allegheny is going to get near fall points at the buzzer. I believe he had a leg and a half. He gets two, so Jones leads 7-2 after one.
Sobroni decides to give the escape, so he now trails 5-2. Result from the auxiliary gym, T.J. Allison of Trinity into the quarters. Technical fall, 16-0 at 3:29. Also, Hayden Coy of Penn Trafford, a technical fall, 19-4 at 3 minutes. It's also at 1:45.
Reversal for Nick Jones of West Allegheny. Second period, he's now on top and leading 9-2 against Pert of Seneca Valley. Dunlap of South Fayette, 38 seconds to go in the first, still riding and leading White of Norwin 2-0. And here's Jones with a half, taking Pert of Seneca Valley over to his back again. Back points coming, if not the fall for Jones of West Allegheny. He's the number two seed, and he gets the fall in 2 minutes and 47 seconds. That's Jones of West Allegheny at 2:47.
Sbroni of Peters Township did get a takedown, gives an escape. He trails Liam Hines 6-4, 35 seconds to go in the third period. That's the last result at 1:45. Also a result there, Liam Costa of Moon, a 5-3 winner over Christian Lowther of Ringgold. Costa 5-3. Going to get a 10-4 win for Buccelli of Bethel Park at 1:52. Buccelli 10-4 over Shear of Kiski.
Got a near fall situation on mat 2 with a cradle. And that is Lonzi Vielma of Connellsville, very close to getting the fall. And there it is in just 33 seconds at 160 pounds for Lonzi Vielma. 33 seconds, he pins Michael Olszewski of Moon.
Liam Hine of Mars is going to defeat Sbroni of Peters Township 6-4. That's Hine, a 6-4 winner.
Dunlap of South Fayette on the bottom in the second period. He and Jack White of Norwin each hanging onto the other's ankle right now, and they're right on the edge of the mat. And now getting the hips up and over is Dunlap. He'll get a reversal to go up 4-0, and he puts White to his back. White trying to roll through, but near fall points coming here. White able to scramble and get back over to his stomach, but Dunlap is going to get near fall points here. 2-on-1 tilt, and White rolls right through that. And we will have more AAA WPIAL wrestling when we come back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County and the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry, and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
We're back at Cannon McMillan, AAA WPIAL Wrestling. Let's go around the horn and update the action for you. After two periods, we've got blood time running for Jack White of Norwin. He trails Luke Dunlap of South Fayette 6-0. Mat 2, Mark Gray of Kiski area, 2-0 lead. That's at 172 pounds against Brady Fitz of Thomas Jefferson. And I believe we had a stalemate called there with 16 seconds to go in the first.
172. Nuzumiro Green of Central Catholic. Lachlan Islamov of Baldwin, scoreless, 45 seconds in. Matt Ford, Jack Duncan of Ringgold, riding and leading 2-0 on Cordan McDonald of Bethel Park, 50 seconds ago in the first. And on Matt 5, Keith Minson of Baldwin, leading Isaiah Grenia of Armstrong, 6-2. They got a minute to go in the second. And Minson is going to put Grenia on his back. Minson looking for a fall. Not going to be able to get it, but go up 9-2. Now a wing and a half for Minson. And this is at 160. Minson close to the fall. And there it is. Time of the fall, 3:49.
With that victory, we'd like to welcome Keith Minson of Baldwin into the 100 Win Club. Congratulations, Keith Minson.
With that, he gets win number 100 as well.
Back to Matt 1 after a blood timeout. Now in the third, Luke Dunlap of South Fayette riding and leading Jack White of Norwin 9-0. 25 seconds to go there. Matt 2, we've got blood time running for Mark Gray of Kiski area. He now trails Brady Fitz of Thomas Jefferson 4-2, 50 seconds left in the second. They're about to resume action. And nearing a final from Matt 1, Luke Dunlap of South Fayette about to defeat Jack White of Norwin. It is going to be a 9-0 final for Dunlap of South Fayette.
Kale Nicolella underway for Trinity on Matt 5 against Milo Chiu of Fox Chapel. Nicolella in on the legs, get the opening takedown, lead 2-0. Green of Central Catholic leading Islamov of Baldwin 2-1. 1:15 to go in the second period. Still tied at, and now tied at 2 are Duncan of Ringgold and McDonald of Bethel Park. Duncan on the bottom in the second period.
Next up on Mount 1, 160 pounds, Santo Sermonero of North Hills against Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson. Gray of Kiski now has tied up Fitz of Thomas Jefferson. 58 seconds to go in the second. Fitz to his feet. Gray picks him up and sets him back down. And there is a takedown for Bodie Marlowe of TJ. Escape for Sermonero. So Marlowe 2-1 lead there early in the first.
Nicolella of Trinity up 4-1. 35 seconds to go in the opening period. Now riding with that lead. A reversal for, or excuse me, back points rather, excuse me, for McDonald of Bethel Park. He leads Duncan 4-2. 25 seconds to go in the second.
Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson in on another takedown, and Sermonero can't stop him. Marlowe now with a 6-2 lead, 50 seconds left in the first. End of two, 172 pounds, Fitz of Thomas Jefferson, Gray of Kiski 4-4. They'll start the third on their feet. Marlowe has barred the left arm on Sermonero on mat one, 30 seconds to go in the first. So far, Marlowe not able to take Sermonero over to his back, but now he drives, has the wrist as well. Sermonero now giving up back points, 20 seconds to go in the period. Trying to kick out of there is Sermonero for just a brief second there. Marlowe had both arms barred, loses both of those, but does get near fall points and leads 9-2.
To
Try to get you the results here. There's the end of the second for Marlowe and Sermonero. At 127, Pigtail, Paul Sermonero of North Hills, 6-5 over Ventura of Penn Trafford. In one Pigtail, the other, there was a scratch in the bracket, so there was only one Pigtail there. The round of 16 results, Benny of Cana McMillan pins Sermonero of North Hills at 210. Snatchco of West Allegheny, 11-0 over Sparks of Connellsville. Campbell of Plum, 2-1 over Bayano of South Fayette. Kladowski of Baldwin fall over Cable of Shaler at 257. And let's see Mark Gray here of Kiske with what looks like a leg and a half. He got a takedown to make it 6-4. He's got three near fall points coming. 49 seconds to go in the third for Gray of Kiske. Missed a lot of time this season. Didn't come back until, well, there he's going to get the fall at 5 minutes and 20 seconds. It's at 172 pounds, 5:20 time of the fall for Mark Gray of Kiske.
Nicolella of Trinity had a big lead. He was up 6-2, but a 5-point move for Chiu of Fox Chapel. He now leads Nicolella 7-6, 38 seconds to go in the second. They'll get a fresh start.
Marlowe with a half, leading 15-5, takes Sermonero over to his back, and Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson at 160 pounds going to get a fall at 303. That's Marlowe at 303.
Jack Duncan of Ringgold trailing 4-2, 25 seconds to go in the third, and close to getting a reversal is McDonald of Bethel Park. And he will to go up 6-2.
Bodie Morgan of Trinity underway against Nicholas Pushkar. He's from Norwin. 30 seconds in. Morgan with the opening takedown.
And we're going to get a 6-2 win for McDonald of Bethel Park on Duncan of Ringgold at 160. McDonald 6-2 over Duncan.
Parker Knave of Peters Township, Jack Tongle of Plum at 172, 16 seconds in, scoreless there. They go out, and the clock kept running a little bit, but no score there. And now Morgan of Trinity taking Pushkar over to his back with a half, and Bodie Morgan of Trinity going to get a fall at 105 at 172 pounds. 105, time of the fall for Bodie Morgan of Trinity.
Nicolella puts Chu of Fox Chapel on his feet to start the third period. So Nicolella trails 8-6. 1:40 to go, third period, wrestling neutral.
Very quickly, get you the bottom half of the bracket results at 127. Sheftick of Waynesburg, 8-0 over DeLuca of Kiske. Walker of North Allegheny pins Lavender of Penn Hills in 27 seconds. Miller of Bethel Park fall at 5-11 over Smith of Franklin Regional, and Braun of Latrobe fall in 26 seconds over Halstead of Hempfield. Mason Hartung of North Allegheny, Troy McClellan of Franklin Regional at 189 underway on mat 2.
Nicolella needs injury time. A minute and a half to go in the third period, trailing 8-6. Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg, a takedown on Joseph Geller of Fox Chapel. Stevenson's lead 2-0.
Results at 133. Two Pigtails. Woods of Hempfield, 9-7 over Rush of Waynesburg. And Laidacker of Latrobe by fall over Learn of Armstrong. Round of 16 results. Kernan of Bethel Park, 24-9 over Woods of Hempfield. Price of Central Catholic, 4-2 over Campbell of Ringgold. Yonka of Plum, 9-0 over Hand of Penn Trafford. Chop of Butler fall at 134 over Maritato of Moon. Vioma of Connellsville fall 322 over Abdul Salam of Fox Chapel. Bentram of North Allegheny fall at 114 over Slovak of West Allegheny. Conley of Churchers Valley 5-1 over Sarnik of Franklin Regional. And Islamoff of Baldwin fall in 45 seconds over Laidacker of Latrobe.
Chiu of Fox Chapel with a takedown on Nicolella. Leads Nicolella now 10-6. Meanwhile, Stevenson of Waynesburg is up 5-2. Just 10 seconds remaining in the opening period.
Parker Knave of Peters Township got tossed to his back right at the end of the first period, and he trails Tongle of Plum 2-0 going to the second. Tongle will be on the bottom. Hartung of North Allegheny, McClellan of Franklin Regional, scoreless late in their first period at 189.
Nicolella down to 35 seconds in the third period on the bottom, flattened out, trailing 10-6. Meanwhile, start of the second period, you're going to get a takedown for Stevenson of Waynesburg. He now leads 7-2. No score between Kellen Buggy of North Allegheny, Nick Rohall of Connellsville. 40 seconds to go in the second. Rohall is on the bottom. Final seconds coming off, and Milo Chiu of Fox Chapel is going to defeat Kale Nicolella of Trinity 10-6.
Parker Knave of Peters Township trailing 2-0 and riding in the second period. Working out to the right side, still trailing to Jack Tongle of Plum 2-0 there. A little over a minute to go in the second. Escape for McClellan to Franklin Regional leads Hartung of North Allegheny 1-0. That's at 189, minute 24 to go in the second. And Tongle has just reversed Parker Knave. Tongle of Plum now up 4-0 in the second with 50 seconds to go. Hartung of North Allegheny puts McClellan onto his back with a minute 10 to go in the second period. Looks like Hartung has picked up the head. He's got the left arm tied up in there. Three near fall points coming to Hartung if he does not get the pin. Now he's going to try to tighten up as McClellan tries to scramble out of there. Looks like McClellan's left shoulder is still pretty well up off the mat. Forty seconds to go in the second period there.
9-3 lead for Stevenson of Waynesburg. 40 seconds to go in the second, and injury time was going for Geller, but now back underway. Top seed Cooper Roskowski of Kiski, 4-2 lead on Jason Wright of Penn Hills.
Hartung did not get the fall, got three near fall points. He's up 5-1 late in the second period. Now with a bear hug on McClellan, going to take him back to his back again with time running out in the period. Hartung going to get three more near fall points. He'll lead 8-1 after two. Knave of Peters Township in the third on the bottom, trailing 4-0 to Tongle of Plum.
Had an escape for Buggy of North Allegheny. He leads Rohall 1-0, 1:15 to go in the third. 13-3, Stevenson out in front of Waynesburg after two periods. Roskowski lead now 6-2, 21 seconds to go in the first.
.127 to go for Knave of Peters Township, still on the bottom. From referee's position, Knave trying to get to his feet, but tripped back to the mat by Tongle of Plum and out of bounds.
Later on this evening, we are also going to run tonight's quarterfinals and round one of consolations.
Stalling call on Buggy with his 1-0 lead, 35 seconds to go, third period. Stevenson starts the third period on the bottom, leading 13-3.
Hartung of North Allegheny now with an 11-1 lead, again with McClellan of Franklin Regional on his back, under a minute to go in the third period. Knave of Peters Township under a minute to go, still on the bottom, still trailing 4-0 to Tongle of Plum. They're out with 50 seconds left. Very close to getting the fall is Hartung of North Allegheny. Again, he's got three coming already, leading 11-1, 34 seconds to go in the bout.
Kellen Buggy, a 1-0 winner over Rohal of Connellsville at 172. Buggy 1-0. And we're going to get a technical foul for Stevenson of Waynesburg, 18-3 at 424.
And I think Hartung got his foul. No, he did not. They're coming back to referee's position. It's 14-1 after the three near foul points for Hartung. Now he'll give an escape to make it 14-2. Time running out on Peters Township's Parker Knave. Just 17 seconds to go. He's down 6-0 now.
Again, if you're...
So Jack Tongle of Plum going to defeat Peters Township's Parker Knave at 172 pounds. Final score for Tongle of Plum, 6-0.
Be ready to wrestle if you're 107-pound quarterfinals. You can see those starting to creep into the mount boards. Quarterfinals.
And a 14-2 final for Hartung of North Allegheny. I believe that was at 189.
Into those mounts. There will not be a break.
That's Hartung of NA 14-2 over McClellan to Franklin Regional.
We will go down to any coach, Matt Six.
Gino Calgaro of Cannon McMillan, a quick takedown on Jacob Pawlowski of Gateway. 2-0 lead. Nathan Campbell of Norwin, a quick takedown, leads 2-0 on Nick Pruchnitsky of Chartiers Valley.
Will be round one consolation matchups.
Calgaro quickly up 4-1. Double leg takedown for Calgaro. There's the fall for Campbell at 189 at 1 minute and 10 seconds. Campbell and Norwin by fall at 110. Six-one lead for Calgaro. Now 6-2 with the escape for Pawlowski. Calgaro front headlock. And a spin behind. Go up 8-2.
Again, you can see the mount boards as well as...
Mat 1, 2-15. Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny. 2-0 lead over Cody Crawl of Latrobe. Just about halfway through the first period. 215 pounds, Mat 2. Landon Hartman of Bethel Park. Christopher Cook of Connellsville scoreless. A little over a minute in.
Takedown for Shepard Turk at 285 on Roman Royal, and he'll get the fall. That's a 285. Time of that fall, 25 seconds for Shepard Turk. Oh, your result for Cooper Roskoski. He was the match before Calgaro. He won by fall at 230. That's at 189. Roskoski by fall at 230. Calgaro with a wing, going to take Pawlowski over to his back. Calgaro of Cannon McMillan, top seed at 215. He'll get the fall. Time of that fall, 222. Calgaro by fall at 222.
Near fall situation, Buggy of North Allegheny, deep half on Crawl of Latrobe, and going to get the fall at 1 minute and 46 seconds. That's at 215 pounds, 146. Time of the fall for Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny. Scoreless after one, Hartman of Bethel Park, Cook of Connellsville, 215 pounds on mat two. Looks like Hartman will be on the bottom to start the second. Ramir Washington of Moon, Juliano Marion of Franklin Regional at 215, getting ready to go on mat one.
Going to get a fall at 215 at 1 minute and 17 seconds. For Vito Baravicchio of Shaler, 117 a time over Ronan Gibbons of Upper St. Clair. That's Baravicchio, 117. We're into also action at quarterfinals at 107. Nolan Rice of Connellsville up 2-0 on Bryce Thomas of Moon.
Yeah, they're going to run quarters on mats 1, 2, 3, and 4. And five mats here in the main gym, two more in the auxiliary gym. Marion of Franklin Regional with a takedown and a tilt. So he's got near fall points coming 30 seconds in.
Bethel Park to mat three.
Nolan Rice of Connellsville, close to getting a fall. Still a lot of time to work. Trying to punch his ticket to the semifinals. Top seed of 107.
I think I'm giving up on trying to fill out the consolation bracket.
I'm not. I didn't even try. I'm just going to focus on the quarters,
well,
I think, next
it.
Round.
We're going right into those already.
Roan Tustin of Waynesburg. Michael Gibson of Bethel Park. Tustin up 2-0. Tustin with a quick fall in just 32 seconds. Tustin of Waynesburg is going to get a fall in 32
Good
seconds.
Good job being ready to wrestle. On mats 3 and 4, we already have quarterfinal action up. Great job.
Rice of Connellsville. He is up 7-1, start of the second period. About to get underway. Nick McGarity of Peters Township. Jonathan Emma of Mount Lebanon.
Mat one, 20 seconds to go, first period. Marion of Franklin Regional with 215 pounds, leading Washington of Moon 8-0. Mat two, Hartman of Bethel Park going to the third period. Led 2-0 after one, escaped in the second. Now on top and leading 3-0 over Cook of Connellsville to start the third. It's also at 215 pounds.
Going to get a takedown for McGarity of Peters Township. Takes a 2-0 lead on Emma of Mount Lebanon. 12-1 lead now for Nolan Rice of Connellsville and Bryce Thomas of Moon.
Marion of Franklin Regional up 14-1 after one on mat one. And in the third, now neutral 3-1. Hartman of Bethel Park leading Cook of Connellsville. Minute and a half to go, third period.
McGarity of Peters Township riding and leading 2-0. Rice of Connellsville now up 14-2. And looking to try to get more here. Looking to try to get towards a technical fall. And that should do it. 17. We only put up 16. 17-2 for Rice of Connellsville into the semis. Time of the tech is 3:43. 17-2 at 3:43.
Had a result on mat one.
Real quick, Mark McGarity of Peters Township punches his ticket to the semifinals. Fall at 140. McGarity by fall at 140.
That result was Juliano Marion over Washington of Moon. It was a technical fall. 16-1 at 211 at 215 pounds. 16-1 at 211 for Marion. I'm sorry, McGarity's result again?
He was a winner by fall at...
Sorry to do that to you.
It's all right. I'm kind of all over the place right now. 1 minute and 40 seconds.
That's what I mean. I'm making it harder for you. Just quickly, we've got Cade Stern of West Allegheny, Dylan Baird of Penn Trafford, a quarterfinal at 107. second period. Barrett of Penn Trafford, in the first with just under a minute to go. Barrett leads 4-0. And nearing a final at 215 pounds on mat 2-7-5. Cook of Connellsville has come back against Hartman of Bethel Park. And Cook going to get a takedown on the edge to make it 9-5. And that's going to be the final for Cook of Connellsville, 9-5.
Landon Sitton of Norwin leading 2-0 on Zach Franks of Connellsville, 28 seconds in. Santino Sloboda of Butler is going to get a fall on Evan Tolliver of Ringgold at 1:14. Time of that fall, 1:21. That's Sloboda by fall at 1:21.
And we'll have more AAA WPIAL wrestling when we come back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.